Wisconsin high-speed rail is dead, but what about money already spent? The U.S. Transportation Department strips Wisconsin of the $810 million federal dollars the state was given to build high-speed passenger rail. Wisconsin's governor-elect Scott Walker had said Wisconsin taxpayers cannot afford the Madison to Milwaukee line, and he had asked the federal government to reallocate the stimulus money to repair roads and bridges. Madison Democrat Mark Pocan says that was never a viable option. The real question now is whether spent money needs to be paid back.
The bottom line is not only do we not take the money and not create the jobs, but we also spent some money on now what I think you can seriously call a boondoggle, because we didn't do the train, but we're going to have to spend some dollars around it. A very foolish financial decision, and we're all going to pay for it.
The Obama administration had earmarked $8 billion for a national high-speed rail program. Walker says he spoke to U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood on Thursday and was told that the money already spent will not have to be paid back.
He assured me that the cost had been incurred, we'd not be paying back, that those were things that largely we've talked to the Federal Rail Administration over the last few weeks. Those are things tied into other costs related to rail, particularly Hiawatha and others. They're going to take the remaining funds and redistribute them to a dozen to 15 other states, but the bottom line is we're not going to have to repay it.
Walker says he's glad Wisconsin will not be on the hook for around $7.5 million of annual operating costs. The feds also stripped Ohio of $400 million for a train in that state after its GOP governor-elect also said no thank you. LaHood says he's giving those funds instead to California, Florida, Washington, Illinois, and several other states. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.